Well, in our recent reporting on the unbelievable number of opioid overdoses nationwide, we heard how emergency workers are saving lives with the drug naloxone, or by the brand name Narcan, which, if injected in time, can reverse an overdose. That, of course, is the good news. Lives are being saved. But often, EMTs are reviving the same addicts several times a day. Resources are being drained, questions being raised. And now officials in Washington Courthouse, Ohio, population 14,000, have decided to, yes, revive overdose victims, but then charge them with a misdemeanor. City Attorney Mark Pitstick joins us from his office. Hi, Mark.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. And tell us more. We know this began in February. What is the charge? And what is the result of the charge?
The charge is inducing panic, which is a misdemeanor of the first degree. And by charging the person who overdoses with this charge, it allows us to keep track of the individual. Some of the drug addicts that we have come through here have three, four, five, six times that they overdose. And so we want to get them into a program so we can help them.
Okay, so this charge is punishable, we understand, by up to 180 days in jail and a $1,000 fine.
Right.
And your goal is to track them. So the question then is, well, why further burden an addict presumably doesn't have a lot of money spending it on drugs or send them to jail? Why not send them, as other programs have, a program that began here in Gloucester, Massachusetts, sending them to the hospital, sending them right into treatment, if that's your goal?
Well, in Ohio, the person who overdosed can refuse medical treatment. And he or she, after they receive their dose of Narcan and they're revived, can just basically refuse to go anywhere.
Hmm.
And then when that happens, the EMT squad that appears just leaves, and we have the addict still on the street. So by charging them, it gives us a way to control the number of overdoses that an individual has. Mm. We can put them in jail for a period of time, usually 3 to 5 days. We'll bring them down off of their out of their high on heroin, and at that point in time, we can talk to them about treatment. We don't charge them a lot of fines and cost and jail time. We just want to give them the opportunity to beat the addiction.
Yeah, the 180 days in jail and $1,000 fine are at the high end of the charge.
Yeah, that never happens.
Well, but you make the point, which is a serious one, that these people have the right not to get care, and so they go right back out. Talk a little bit about this recidivism.
Well, we had one young lady here about 2 weeks ago that overdosed one night. Her husband overdosed the same night, killed himself. We weren't able to revive him, and then the next night she overdoses and kills herself. So we need to be able to put these individuals in protective supervision in some manner to protect them, and I'm going to say from themselves, in order to allow them time to become mentally able to decide to be treated.
That is just an awful story. And, you know, we're hearing others from healthcare providers who say they see people, you know, several times a day. And it's so frustrating to feel that, well, what is your opinion on this? Because there is some opinion creeping in that maybe this miracle Narcan, which is, you know, an injection that can reverse an overdose, may actually be part of the problem if it's leading addicts to think that they don't have to get clean because they'll be revived.
Well, I don't think that's the case. Mm-hmm. I find that there comes a time that an addict becomes aware that heroin has taken such a toll on their lives that they want out, and I see quite a few every day.
Yeah. Do you think it'll have the effect, though, of having the loved ones around them not call? If they think that somebody who's gone into an overdose is going to be charged, you know, maybe they won't call, and then you will lose a life.
Well, I don't believe that's the case. I believe that ordinarily the drug addict will not be the one who's calling. It will be someone who is in the same room or in the same household or driving down the street. I don't think it's going to have any impact on the person who is overdosing.
Relatively new, but how many charges have there been?
There's about 8 to 10, I believe, so far.
Yeah. Just in Washington Courthouse, Ohio.
Just in Washington Courthouse. We've had several overdoses in our little town. Since the beginning of the year, probably 40. Mm. So that's quite a few. Our resources are really stretched thin. Mm. Rehab is sometimes hard to get into. So we're having quite a chore here in reference to the overdoses.
Yeah. City Attorney Mark Pitstick in Washington Courthouse, Ohio. Mark, thank you so much and good luck with it.
Thank you. Take care.